This week, Worth County is going to be between tournaments. As Worth County has a Northwest tournament next week. We'll have league game tonight, makeup game against St. Joseph Christian, coming off a win against Albany. They have Pattonsburg also tomorrow night, so it's a busy stretch for Worth County. Bryce Schaefer, head basketball coach for the Tigers, and when we visited last year, just come off what was your best, and probably still is, your best win of the season against Stanbury. Certainly a key league game. You were going to turn around and have another one then on Friday against Bramer. At Worth County, Bramer wins a close game at 40-33. It was also a game that you had to deal with some adversity too, and may still have enough adversity that it's something you're gonna have to deal with the entire year. It just was a much different game because it wasn't nearly as good a start for you, and how the game unfolded was very different. It looked like you figured out a way to at least hang around, but I don't know if you ever threatened, did you?
We were able to cut it within two late in the third quarter, but they went on another run early in the fourth, which kind of put us in a situation where we weren't able to fight back for it. For whatever reason, whether it was an emotional letdown from the big win against Stanbury or for whatever reason, we just didn't really show up in the first half, and it didn't help that, you know, we had an injury to one of our, you know, best players. Isaac Alarcon had a knee injury early in the second quarter, I believe. And, you know, that hurt us, and we're making the adjustments, and my guys are doing great. But I think for whatever reason, we came out a little lax, and then having that thrown on top of it, you know, didn't put our guys in the right frame of mind, and we didn't really come to play against a team of that caliber that night. So, you know, we have to learn from it and move on.
I think you probably did take a pretty significant step in dealing with, you know, missing Isaac Alarcon last week eventually, but you were still going to have to deal without him. You know, in your first game against King City. And I would say if you did start the same way against King City as what you started against Bramer, it was going to be very difficult to try to beat them, because the one thing that they seem to do, or at least in the games I've seen this year, King City brings energy at the start of the game. They've been very consistent about that.
Yeah, I thought that they played a good game. They played exactly the way we thought they would. That King City game was a little bit of an odd situation for me personally. I'm not 100% sure what happened in that game. We had I believe it was a 13-point lead at halftime. We came out and added another bucket, so we were up 15 points, and then the wheels started falling off. I thought we had really bounced back well from the Bramer game. We played hard. We played well in the first half, and we came out and did not do any of the things that we had game planned to do. And, you know, it snowballed a little bit and, you know, got out of control. So that's one that I think that we should have, you know, should have had. That's a good ball club, but anytime that you forego a 15-point lead, I think that has to fall in the line of you not doing your job as a team, and me as a coach. So, you know, we look forward to seeing them in the coming weeks in league play.
All right, next up was South Nottoway. You did get a win against South Nottoway, 63-55. The first time that you had played against them coming around out of the Albany tournament. South Nottoway was coming off a pretty good week too, and you just hit them with an incredible offensive game that may still be your high standard of an offensive game this year. So, you know, it would be difficult to think that you could duplicate that a second time around against the same opponent. Probably didn't, still figured out. And the other thing it did was, you know, that a game, when you beat a team the way you beat South Nottoway, who's a good basketball team, that will certainly inspire them the next time that you play. And they played a little bit like that. And then even with all that said, you were still able to grind out a win.
Yeah, I think, you know, I wasn't particularly looking forward to playing that team again because of what happened last time, and I know how that can be such a good motivator for your kids because we've been on the other end of that in years past, and it's great to have in your back pocket to say, you know, that team came to our house and that's got a big win, and obviously we knew that South Nottoway was a good team. For whatever reason, when we went down there, we played our best offensive game that we've probably played in the last few years, and they didn't have a really good game. So I don't think that – I think you would have to be naive to think that that would have occurred again. But, you know, especially on that two-game skid, I was really proud of our kids for grinding that win out. You used the perfect word because there at the end of the game, we could have easily let it slip again. But we found our mental toughness back, and we fought, and we got a good win.
Okay, next up was Mound City. Beat Mound City to finish up the tournament to go 2-1, and with two wins against nice ball clubs. That was because of the depth that the Albany tournament had. Won 58-44, so you get 2-1 out of there. And again, it just seemed like you felt a lot better coming out of the tournament than probably what you were going in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had to have a lot of guys. Phrase I've been saying is, you know, it's time to grow up. We had to have a lot of guys grow up and learn new roles based on different substitution patterns and things of that nature. And, you know, no better place than to be thrown in the fire at, you know, arguably the best tournament in the state, depth-wise to me, especially at our level. So I thought our guys responded well. They did a fantastic job. They rallied around each other, especially in that Mound City game. And down the stretch, historically, we haven't been the greatest free throw shooting ball club. That Mound City game was completely different from that. We hit our free throws down the stretch. We didn't allow their press to dictate the game the rest of the way. We had some turnovers, which is going to happen, especially with some younger players playing, but I thought we did a fantastic job and, you know, look forward to getting the season going after that tournament.
All right, Albany was Tuesday night, beat Albany also, won 64-36. Coach Coxfeld, his team, you know, competed, and that's kind of where they're at. They're trying to get as many spurts as they can or many segments of the game that they can compete. They were probably a little bit overmatched against Worth County, but he felt they competed reasonably. But well, how'd you felt you approached that game and played?
Well, I can honestly say that it was another. The first half was it looked to be the same mindset by a majority of the team that we had in the Bramer game the first half. I didn't think we came out and competed worth a darn, to be honest. I will say and give as much credit as possible to Coach Cox. He does a fantastic job regardless of whether his team is overmatched or whether they're the resounding favorite. They're always able to compete hard, especially at home, but they work hard. They're in the right places. He gets his guys rallied really, really well. So, all the credit to him. Our first half was terrible, but, you know, out of halftime, we did a really, really good job of going to our strengths. I thought Drake Kinsella had a really, really good game the entire time. He came to compete the entire game. And in the second half, I was proud to see that Kate Ali got physical, went inside, used his size, got some rebounds, and chipped in his points from the inside, whereas he's you know, known as a perimeter shooter. So it was good to see those that change in his game, and those two carried us scoring-wise, but, you know, the rest of the team chipped in, and that's what we're going to have to do from here on out. I'm going to have to get points from a bevy of different players, and I think we'll be okay with that as long as everybody comes to compete.
All right, got two league games that's ahead, and because of what happened earlier this week, Worth County – they may still need a little bit of help, but they're still can be very much a factor within the league, although, you know, a big one would be potentially tonight when you go to St. Joe to take on St. Joe Christian, who demonstrated how good they can be probably on Tuesday night with their victory against Bramer.
Yeah, this league just continues to surprise me of how competitive it can be every single night. North Andrew loses, and then Bramer, whom I think is a fantastic team that has maybe not gotten the credit that they deserve yet, goes into St. Joe, and St. Joe gets a good quality win. So we have to be on our best every single night, but especially with this road trip, this is a tough one, and we need to be prepared. And it's a good environment down there, and they will be ready to play. From all accounts, they play really, really hard at home, and we're going to have to withstand a few punches, I'm sure. And but we've got the guys to do it. As long as we have them prepared, walking into that game, and they're in the right mindset, I think that it should be a good game, and we can get out of there with a win.
It's Bryce Schaefer. He's head basketball coach of Worth County.